This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Diana by Memory Card off of Summer Fun Music 2024. Before that, Bracelet by Bug Eater off of their self-titled, and the first of those three tracks was Bummer by Cooking off of Cooking. With gas, a parenthetical. Yeah, fun stuff. Memory Card releases stuff pretty regularly, so I'm kind of hoping I see something coming out this year. I think Summer Fun Music was his last, or most recent release, I should say. Crossing my fingers to see more. Something else, kind of unrelated. I was thinking about it as I was waiting, while I was listening to the Mormon Toasterhead track that I had played earlier, when I was actually airing, I guess, kind of like a doubled song where it changes about halfway through. And I was thinking about the fact that that was actually like visually apparent to me looking at the track like in as a waveform on my computer screen. And I was like, oh, wait, it's odd because, you know, when you actually listen to it, I had been trying to like anticipate when that switch was going to come. And it made me realize, despite the fact that we don't, you know, process music, obviously, visually, you are capable of actually getting a completely different perspective of it, because all of that information is presented, you know, can be shown to you in a two-dimensional view, whereas listening to something is actually one-dimensional. And the only thing that really allows us to make sense of it is the fact that we have a memory. I thought that was really strange, the fact that I could look at a waveform on a screen and it be the complete song seen all at once, whereas the way that I would actually process it in a sensible way would be kind of one-dimensional, which is really bizarre. And I guess it's a whole kind of flatland kind of thing going on there. Anyway, up next is Kitchen.
Bible on tape for me. As the poison spreads out its big black wings. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? No one at all.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. And, last song, My Fault by Dodge Dirt off of Epic Fail Compilation June 2013. Before that, Quiet Frontier by Duster off of On the Dodge. The first of those three songs was Homer Dies by Kitchen off of Four Songs 2022. And I gotta say about Epic Fail Compilation June 2013, it's actually a terrific little album. I think it's got four or five songs on it. I really, really love it. There's some terrific ones on there. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I kept thinking about the whole point of, I guess, music being something that we perceive, well, sound being something that we perceive sort of one-dimensionally, and how that was really interesting. Like, it's just the intensity and the frequency of that. And it made me wonder about the fact that, you know, words that we're speaking are also something that we perceive in a single dimension, but we also, you know, transmit them to each other via, you know, words on a page, which turns them into something that is, I guess, two-dimensional, in the sense that they actually occupy, like, we see them simultaneously. It's no longer just like the, you know, the sense of the sound in our ears that we're able to sort of remember and form a, say, melody or a pattern out of, but rather something that is actually simultaneously perceived, and how that does, in a way, change, like, that medium is not just, like, a different way of showing the same thing, but, like, a very fundamentally different thing, or maybe it isn't, I don't know, it just seemed really strange to me, and wondering about the ways in which you could actually, represent sound, or even something two-dimensional. How could you, what would it mean to represent, like, a 2D scene in a one-dimensional way? But I think it's all kind of meaningless. I'm just looking for crap to say when it comes down to it. But yeah, the whole point of me bringing that up was just because I noticed this little switch in the Mormon Toasterhead song. There's one more song coming, luckily, so that I will get to stop talking and you will hear music yet again. You only have to see it like I do. It's going to be a song called Want from Bug Davies. It's off an album he released earlier this year called Heaven is a Kingdom That Waits for You. He releases a lot of stuff and it tends to be a mixed bag, but there's some really cool stuff hidden in there. And here it is kicking in now. So, yeah, I like this song. Thanks for listening tonight. Hope you guys have a good evening.